Celebrity, what's in your fridge?
The kids at Bayside High couldn't be left on their own devices. There had to be some order. There has to be someone there to guide them and keep things from falling apart. That character, of course, is Principal Richard Belding, portrayed by Chattanooga's own Dennis Haskins. Featured today on Hey Celebrity, what's in your fridge is Chattanooga's own Dennis Haskins.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
No, you're a legend amongst many minds, especially here in your hometown of Chattanooga. Dennis Haskins, Brad Steiner, intern Alex, Hits 96. I am ready to dive into that said fridge, sir.
Go right ahead.
Are you in town right now, or are you actually in Chattanooga?
The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is opening. They're calling it the Dennis Haskins exhibit, but it's all of my Saved by the Bell scripts that I personally work from every week to learn lines, to make notes, know where to stand, what to do. There's about 100 of them, and I've donated them to the school. And
that's great.
It's a unique collection because it's a culmination of a lot of people's work. It's open to the public.
If I were to find myself in the Chattanooga Library, and just so happens Dennis Haskins is in the Chattanooga Library at the same time, could we pick up a script and act it out together, sir?
I don't know if we could have the time today to do that.
You are here to restore some order. You are the principal of our high school of life. You are here to keep these kids in line, both intern Alex and myself. If at any point we become a little unruly, please, please bring us back in order, sir.
My office, now.
Exactly right. As a major star in Hollywood and around the world, not only just at Bayside High and Saved by the Bell, but also Mad Men, How I Met Your Mother, Dukes of Hazzard, you know how to paint a picture with words, with performance, and your fridge is an example of that to a T, sir.
You know, Shakespeare said to be or not to be, and I put on mine to eat or not to eat.
Yes, it's a question we ask ourselves every day. We start with the general design of your fridge. You go freezer on top. You've chosen the freezer on top design of your fridge. Why the freezer on top, sir?
Because it was in the apartment when I moved in, and I thought, why change?
Why change? Why walk into this school and disrupt the natural order and flow of things? Everything's going well. I'm going to keep it as is. Good decision, sir.
I'm a no-stress express.
Behind the doors of your fridge are secrets. Secrets to be kept just in Dennis Haskins' world. We go to your freezer section, sir, and we start to see, if we peer behind the curtain, if we try to look beyond the curtain, we see a little bit of spinach. Ooh, spinach to keep this acting phenom healthy at all times, right?
You guys, I'm going to have to put you guys in detention.
Okay.
frozen fish. I've lost 75 pounds in the last 8 months, and I have changed the entire way I eat and everything that goes that I put in and how much and all that sort of thing. So,
what brought this on?
Well, general health concerns and having gotten to be a, quote, fat, you know what.
Okay.
You gain 5 pounds a year for 20 years, that's 100 pounds, and you may not realize it as you go, but once you get there, it's too much, and you may not have 20 years to lose it. So,
sure.
I had a procedure called the sleeve surgery where they remove part of your stomach. It reduced the size of my stomach, helped me be full with eating a very little amount of food, and the weight has been coming off, and it's changed a lot of my health concerns. Somebody said I got my swagger back, which I didn't know I ever had it, but I'm glad if I do.
No, I dare say you never lost it.
Thank you.
Yes. As we move down to the bottom of your fridge, the main cargo area of your fridge, we like to take some time out in Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? Sir, it's time to talk about condiments.
Condiments! Oh my goodness, everywhere, condiments!
I didn't think we could say that word on the radio.
Well, it's very close. It's very dangerous. It could get out of hand anytime. Condiments that you choose. Now, we don't see your condiments in this fridge, but your go-to condiments are what, sir?
I have a light mayo.
Ah, light mayo.
That I don't use a lot, but that's what I have. And I also have, I don't know if it'd be considered a condiment, but my salad dressings for my salad.
A common theme in this year's version of Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? Air salad dressings. Now, would you be a renegade like Michael Alfano from The Comedy Catch and take a shot of salad dressings like he does on a nightly basis? Is that something that Dennis Haskins is doing in his fridge?
Well, I have to tell you that my doctor has told me olive oil is really good for your system. And so every once in a while, a little sip of olive oil vinaigrette.
See? Wow! This is remarkable.
You can just bypass the whole making the salad thing. even have a sip of the olive oil vinaigrette.
It has become a running common theme in this year's Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? They're on this bandwagon.
It's good enough for the comedy catch. It's good enough for... By the way, I know we're talking fridge, but my buddy Theo Vaughn is coming to the comedy catch April 15th and 17th.
Yeah, we know Theo.
Very funny. Go see him.
The other thing that we notice in mass in your fridge, bottled water. Bottled water. A man on the go has always got to bring along some water with him. Is that not right?
I haven't had a soda. I don't drink. I haven't had a carbonated beverage of any kind in 8 months because having done all this, I've learned what carbonation does to your stomach. So I am a water guy.
Can we take your love of the bottled water as an unofficial endorsement of disliking the tap water in Chattanooga?
Well, no, this is California, so I don't know about the water in
Chattanooga. There is a water shortage in California. You're looking out for your fellow man. You should be applauded, sir.
I just think it's safer to drink bottled water in Cali.
And then finally, we end with cheese slices. Tell us what kind of cheese slices that you have in your fridge.
Well, that goes along with the protein theme. Not everybody thinks dairy is a good thing, but I do snack occasionally on pepper jack cheese slices.
Pepper jack.
For a little variety.
Now, see, I like the pepper jack choice. Intern Alex, the pepper jack choice, it's unique, it's compelling, it's just like Dennis Haskins and his life. We've learned that what's in your refrigerator is very much how you are as a human being. Pepper Jack, a very bold choice.
Grown-up flavor.
Pepper Jack is me living on the edge. me living on the edge.
For appearing on Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge, you will be receiving a Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge fridge magnet.
Attaboy, I got magnets on my fridge.
Dennis Haskins, we appreciate you being such a good steward of the city of Chattanooga and providing our city with so much entertainment, so much happiness, and always there to celebrate all things the people in and around Chattanooga and the Chattanooga city as a whole.
Thank you. I love being from Chattanooga. I love growing up in Chattanooga. All my roots are in Chattanooga. Most of the things I learned in life started in Chattanooga, and thank you very much.